91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today's program begins with a visit by monthly contributor and South Florida Sun Sentinel consumer columnist Doreen Christensen. She's famous for her Doreen's Deals features of money-saving ideas. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman. Doreen's consumer focus today is on the serious matter of personal cybersecurity. Also, a secret ingredient in a $5,000 luxury face cream? We'll find out in minutes. Thursday also brings chef author and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer to the table. Today we celebrate and learn more about the current tropical fruit season. Think dragon fruit, passion fruit, and florid red guava. Coming up next on Topical Currents after the news. Welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with you. Joseph Cooper has the day off. He'll be here on Monday. Doreen Christensen now marks her August appearance. She's an award-winning columnist at the Sun Sentinel and an avid bargain hunter and coupon queen. Her consumer column and blog readers know of her ability to never pay full price for anything. But her topic today, Do We Begin?, is a bit more serious than usual, for it's about avoiding the plague of cybersecurity breach and unsavory hackers, which is always in the news. So on or offline, we'll take little tips for avoiding that wherever we can. Doreen, how do we stay safe, or can we?
Yes, there are definite ways to stay safe.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Doreen.
Happy a rainy August day.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. So there was an interesting story that popped up in the news the other day that the man who authored an 8-page publication released by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, his name was Bill Burr. He's the guy that wrote the paper on how to stay safe with passwords. He's the one that said you had to put all these letters and characters and capitals and things. And now he's come out. He wrote this in the 1980s. Now he's come out and said, oh, no. I so regret that.
I know. It's really funny.
My tips aren't going to keep anyone
after
safe.
After everybody's done these elaborate emails that they can never, ever remember.
So all the password protocol, he said, is out the window. And he made some suggestions in this story, which actually first appeared in the Wall Street Journal. But it's all over the internet. So some of the things that I've written about in the past about cybersecurity, you cannot be too safe. We're all on the internet between our phones and our computers and your work. You know, you've got emails and every kind of account.
And shopping.
So I've done several interviews with the cybersecurity expert and information systems professor at Nova Southeastern University, and his name is Dr. Yair Levy. And he has given me so many terrific tips over the years. And I thought I would just take this opportunity to share them with you.
Please do.
Okay. Some of the things that he suggests you do for a safe password. And this was also Mr. Burr, who wrote that paper in the 80s, echoed this advice. You need to use passphrases. And they're actually easy to remember. So some of the suggestions that he made was like, we like two martinis for $20. So using the number 2 and the dollar sign would incorporate some more difficult things to crack. But they're saying like 4 words or more, even if you don't have special characters in there, will definitely is much, much more difficult to crack. So, again, don't use your pet's name. Don't use 1234. You know, you're supposed to use different passwords for each site you visit. So try to use some phrase that's easy to remember. So obviously he must have read my mind because he gives me this example of two martinis for $20.
Although I don't believe you would pay $20 for two martinis, Doreen.
I wouldn't.
He was
right in the front part.
Four martinis, maybe.
Yes, buy one, get one free, definitely. So we're not gonna argue with that. But and by the way, don't use this password, people. Do not use this password out there because all the hackers are listening. So those are some of the things that we've gone over in the past, but some of the other things that he says, like the single biggest threat that you have to your security online is using Wi-Fi instead of your own data plan and your mobile device.
The free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Don't use free Wi-Fi,
right.
Because it's really easy for people to pick up your password. Fraudsters can just grab things right out there out of the thin air. And a lot of people do their banking online and on their phone and that kind of thing. And he claims, you know, they usually name those free networks very similar things to, like, if you're at the mall or at the airport. So he says you cannot afford to be cheap when it comes to online security.
Right.
So buy a data plan that gets you what you need so you don't have to be constantly connecting. Obviously, that's much easier these days because a lot of the big cell carriers are offering very affordable, unlimited data plans. So that's a whole separate thing that we can get to later.
Yes, if there's time. Now, wait a minute. This other thing I read that you did. You never, when you give your credit card in a restaurant.
He says he never.
He says that?
He says he never lets it out of his sight.
He follows the waiter to the station. He is serious
about cybersecurity. Yes, he follows. And I personally felt that that was something that I'm not willing to do.
Oh, okay.
But one of the other tips, and which I thought was terrific, is he says to dedicate one credit card only to online purchases. So if that credit card gets compromised and you have all your auto pays and everything hooked up to it, you have to, you know, dump the credit card, go into all those things. He says just use one credit card dedicated to online purchases. If something goes wrong, you can cancel it and get out and you're in good shape. So he did talk too about, and you can find all this on my Shop-O-Matic blog at sunsentinel.com/shop or, visit me on Facebook or Twitter even. And I'll have links up to that so you can easily look at his tips. But he has some terrific things to say. There's also a section where he said how to report internet hacks and different things to the Homeland Security Office and the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org.
Okay.
So if somebody is phishing or there's something suspicious going on, you need to contact those agencies.
And is there a resource online for learning more about?
There is. Again, the Homeland Security, you can go to the staysafeonline.org. Oh. You can go to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. And these sites also post information about data breaches. They have emerging internet crime scheme information because, you know, we live in scam capital of the world here in South Florida. So that site is always very busy, I'm sure, updating the latest scam.
Right.
So again, that's ic3.gov. So.
All right. Well, hopefully we can stay safe with our online and offline existences.
Yes, you can't be too careful when it comes to internet safety.
No, definitely not. Getting your identity stolen is not.
No, not at all.
Fun.
So I thought maybe we could transition to, there's a big thing happening.
There's a big thing happening. It's August. What does that mean?
It means back to school.
I can see those yellow buses as we speak.
Yep, back to school month.
Okay,
just for reference, public school begins for Palm Beach County students on August 14th.
That next
Monday. So there's only a few days for you guys to get out there and get those backpacks, get everything ready. In Broward and Miami-Dade, it's August 21st. So I have quite a few back to school deals. Now, of course, the tax holiday is come and gone.
Right.
So, if you didn't get in on that, which was last weekend, it's too late for that. But there's still many deals to be had.
Okay. Well, let's start with some of them.
Okay. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about is, for college students going back to school, books are a huge issue. So, you know, we're spending a lot of money on tuition, we're spending money on housing, you're spending money on meal plans, and then all of a sudden this thing you didn't really plan on is this like $500 or $600 bill for books. So I do have a few tips for people on that. And the average price that students spend on books every year,
$579.
That's a lot of money. So there's ways to cut that bill.
Okay.
And one of the things you can do is, first of all, this is a no-brainer, buy them used.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you go to the college bookstore, sometimes the book isn't that much less. But if the book is even 10 bucks less, buy the used book. Save 10 bucks. You know, that's people are like, oh, never mind. It's only $10 more. But, you know, if the book is in good shape and there's no issue, just buy the cheaper book. And you need to purchase your book sooner rather than later because you'll get the best selection, not only online with some of the other tips I'm going to give, but in the college bookstores, too. You don't want to get there and there's no book or the last one is the most beat up used copy. So put that on your to-do list quickly, you know, so you get your schedule, you go ahead and get your books.
Do you have to get books now? Can you get them online?
Well, there are requirements. Professors have requirements for each class, and some actually require a textbook and an ebook.
Huh.
And these ebooks too, these electronic textbooks, a lot of kids have to have some way of reading those
with a
Kindle or whatever too. So ebooks, electronic textbooks offer big savings over a hard copy. So if you do have a Kindle, or even your iPad or whatever with iBooks, you can purchase the textbook that way.
Although sometimes if you want to go back and, I mean, isn't that more difficult if you want to actually study for a test or something?
I think it's a digital generation of millennials. I think they know exactly how to do it. So I'm not even going to get into that.
Okay.
However it's done, they've got it all figured out.
Okay.
So they don't need any help from us, that's for sure.
Now, I found this interesting. You can rent them?
Yeah, actually, we did this with our son who went to FIU and just recently graduated. We went to Amazon.com and we rented a textbook for $29 for the whole semester. And the book was actually $125 to buy. So you do have to mail the book back or else you're going to get charged, which we did. You know, they provide you with the mail back information.
So it's kind of like a lending library.
It is. And you pay a lot less if you can find the book. And you search for the ISBN number in certain areas. And there's a couple places where you can buy used books that kids put up on the internet, too. One site is called ihatetextbooks.com. Another is slugbooks.com. And then, of course, there's the Amazon textbook store, which, you know, Amazon's going to rule the world in any minute now. So we all have to go to Amazon, right? So you can rent them, too, from amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, textbookrentals.com, directstextbook.com, and ebayshalf.com also rents textbooks.
And when you rent them, do they guarantee the condition?
Well, it's
readable, I guess.
Well, it tells you, and I think the rentals, too, are based on condition and that kind of stuff. But they're not going to rent you a ripped-up textbook that you can't use or whatever. But, they have their rules. So you just read about it and what you need to do to return them. But you can cut that bill, that $579 bill, significantly.
We're speaking with Doreen Christensen. She's an award-winning columnist at the Sun Sentinel. And we're talking about what we usually talk about with Doreen, how to save money and not pay full price for anything. Okay, we're still on our back to school mode, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually also have on my blog an awesome coupon for $10 haircuts for kids.
$10?
$10 at JCPenney Salon. So they're offering this coupon. It's good through September 9th. You can print out the coupon and you can go to Penny's and get a $10 haircut, which, you know, that knock a few bucks off a haircut for a kid.
Sure.
You know, so you got to get those kids camera ready for school. And they're looking pretty shaggy probably right about now. And a couple other offers that JCPenney has, which I think are terrific. You can get a $10 reward automatically loaded into your account by downloading and joining the JCPenney Rewards Program on the JCPenney app. And this offer's going through the end of August. A friend of mine did it, and she went and bought Levi's jeans, which are never discounted. You can't use any coupons on it, and she got $10 off. So she was very pleased with that. Shout out there to my friend Ruth. She's always shopping with me, and she's always shockingly amazed how I can knock some bucks off of her bill.
She's learned. Something from you.
So I'm sharing that with everybody else because just download the free JCPenney app, join the rewards, and once you go in there and do everything, you know, that walks you right through it. It took just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
And automatically loaded into your account $10, and you give your phone number or whatever that's associated with the account at the register, and you pay $10 less, which is nothing to sneeze at. So there's also another deal. JCPenney is offering a $10 off $10 coupon, which means it's free if you buy a $75 e-gift card. So you can look on their website. They have all
kinds
of...
you get $10 off
So they... Penny's does this usually once a month, too, on Saturdays. They give out $10 off purchase coupons, which means it's a free item.
Yeah.
So the trick for me is when usually on Saturdays, once a month, they'll hand these out at the door when the store opens. They're very popular. So you go into the store and they hand you this $10 off, $10 purchase coupon. And I immediately start looking for things that are
$10. $10, of course.
You know, last week I had one because I'm a JCPenney Rewards member. They mail them to you also. So once you join that app, you're going to start getting these free coupons in the mail. And I start hunting around and I got a beautiful shirt for 49 cents. And it was tax-free weekend, so I didn't have to pay anything. It was fantastic.
Doreen, you're too much.
I know. And it's a cute little pink shirt with ruffles. I love it. I'm all happy with it. You know, so.
Pretty in pink.
Yep. So there's that. Anyway, okay. Another deal that I have is 2J's Deli, all through the month, is offering free kids' meals for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with any entree purchase. So I have that coupon on my blog right now, too.
And 2J's?
2J's Deli. It was voted by our SouthFlorida.com readers as the best deli in South Florida. So
where is it?
They're all over the place. Oh. It's a chain, and they're terrific. You can get your New York fix on. But what's nice is you can, kids 12 and under can get a free meal. And also running through the end of the month, with any purchase of a deli sandwich, you can get a 50-cent drink. Now, of course, it's not an alcoholic drink, but you can get yourself an iced tea, or you can get yourself something to drink for 50 cents, which is, you know, a couple bucks off.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
sure.
That's pretty good. So if you go to my blog at sunsentinel.com, you'll find the 2J's offer. It's pretty easy to find. I also have some other roundups for free food, and there's several other offers for free kid meals and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's a chaotic season going back to school, so sometimes it's easier to get back into the routine, and you can clip off a few, you know, a few minutes of the day, of the long
right.
day, by going out to dinner or whatever. If the kids eat free, why not?
And more back to school things?
Yes. I have my Publix. My Publix is offering stock up on back to school snacks, and you can get a free $10 Publix gift card. Okay. So
how many snacks do you have to buy to get the $10 gift card?
You need to purchase $30 in select Kellogg's products to get the free gift card. The limit is 5. So if you stock up, most of these items are on sale. It's like Keebler crackers and Kellogg's Nutri-Gain bars.
So you could get up to $50 in Publix gift cards.
You could.
Okay.
If you spend, that's with each $30 purchase. But, you know, there's Cheez-It crackers, Famous Amos cookies, all kinds of different stuff. Special K cereal bars, fruit snacks, Rice Krispie treats. And you're going to need these things for lunches anyway. So why not
Kellogg's
get something?
Kellogg's makes Famous Amos now?
Well,
they own Famous Amos?
That's, I would say
so.
One company owns almost everything. Pretty soon, stay
Amazon.
Tuned. Amazon's going to be owning Kellogg's.
Amazon will be making Famous Amos.
Amazon's going to own everything under the planet. Amazon, Facebook, and Google. That'll be the end of it. So you make the purchases at any Publix market in multiple transactions, which is awesome. So you don't have to buy them all in one shot. And then you go on to, let me give you the web address so that you can join. Let me see if I can find it here in my little notes. It is somewhere, stockupforschool.com. And you create an account, and you can just upload your receipt directly. The offer is good through September 11th. So you have until September 18th to upload the receipts. The purchases must be dated and made
before
through
September
11th.
Okay.
So, and as I said, a lot of these products are on sale right now. Don't forget to add the coupons to even lower the bill, because that, you know, just lowers your bill. That's money in your pocket. They don't deduct anything for that.
Okay, we're going to get to more. But if you have a question for Doreen Christensen, our number is 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-9576. Okay. Are we still in school?
We are going to move on.
We're moving
to
on.
A new marketplace. As you know, probably everybody knows, Wawa opened in Broward County.
Yes, we heard that. But this is more for the organic food aficionados.
Yes, it
yes.
is. It's for people who like affordable organics. Lucky's Market is opening in Oakland Park at the end of August. So if you're not familiar with Lucky's Market, there's two in Broward County. There's one in Coral Springs and one opened in Plantation last December. It's an interesting natural and organic food chain. This will be their third location that they're going to be opening at 1033 East Oakland Park Boulevard. They're set to have the grand opening ribbon cutting on August 30th. And one of the things that this store does, which is so awesome, is they have a thing where it's called Sip and Stroll. You can drink craft beer or wine while you shop for affordable organics.
Okay, so that they provide or that you
bought?
Yeah,
they have like a little cafe and they sell craft brews like from the Funky Buddha, from, you know, they have these cute little clip-on cup holders that hold the glass on your cart and you just sip and stroll and start drinking.
I guess it makes you spend a little more.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's anything you can do to make that grocery shopping experience a little more fun.
That's
yeah, the craft brews are $2 a pint. $3 for a glass of wine, and they're nice wines.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I got a big kick out of that, and I actually have a video of me shopping around the store drinking. And
Tipsy.
Yeah, I wasn't tipsy.
You
but
still
I,
have to drive
But I
after.
Did have to show my readers how you can have fun while you shop for groceries. So,
Doreen, I get the impression you always have fun, because saving money is fun for you.
You know, life is short. Life is too short. You got to have a good time. That's right. You got to do what you got to do, but there's no sense in being grumpy about it. Have a good time. So this store also is opening in the vacant Pearl Art and Craft building on Oakland Park Boulevard. It's being renovated as we speak. It should be ready in a week or two. And the city of Oakland Park and the residents on the east side of Fort Lauderdale and others are pretty excited about it. So
there's some great things in Broward County. I mean, I've never heard of Lucky's. I've never heard of 2J's.
Yep.
No.
Well, 2J's is actually, I think it's got 20 or 30 stores. Oh. You know, so it's
maybe
not,
I'm living under.
You need to get out more.
Living in more of a shadow here.
You need to head north. So that's the other thing, too. Lucky's is a competitor also going after Whole Foods. They have, they smoke their own meats. They're organic. It's 50% of the price. You know, it's cheap. It's cheap,
wow.
And it's good, and it's fun to go to. So
because you think that affordable organic is an oxymoron, but I guess not.
Yeah, well, that's the hallmark of this chain. The couple that started it are very cool people. His name is Bo Sharon and his wife. They founded the chain. Her name is Trish in 2003, and they are rapidly expanding. So. Stay tuned. One's coming to Miami soon.
All right. We'll wait for it. We have a question from Bob in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hi. This is a historical question for Doreen. Back in the 1960s, up in the New England, New York area, if you bought something, and this is before credit cards and itemized receipts, let's say you bought something, you brought it back. If they're willing to take it back, they usually didn't give you the full price. They gave you part of the price. And more often than not, it was against your purchase that day. They didn't usually give you money back. And there was a word for that. It wasn't called credit, and I cannot remember what the word was.
Was it like prorated, like tires?
No. For some reason, the word assignment sticks in my head, but I know that wasn't it.
I hate to break the news to you, Bob.
I was before Doreen's time, I'm afraid.
But whatever it was, somebody I'm sure will know, and perhaps they will let us know and call in.
Right. If you know, call us. 1-800-743-9576.
Inquiring minds all want to know.
Yes. Did you ask Google?
Yeah, you know, I did. It's just a very hard question to put into Google.
Yeah.
But you don't know the answer.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. I'm sorry I couldn't help you with that.
Yeah. Right. Anything to save money. You'd think Doreen would have known from prehistoric times. Okay, Doreen, we have something really good right now.
Yes.
Okay. We are saving the best for last.
Okay.
Is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. I wrote a crazy story the other day, and I started the story out by saying maybe those crazy cat ladies aren't so nuts after all.
And I, present company excluded, I hope. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because there's a luxury skincare brand called Hermetis that has released a $5,000 anti-aging skin regimen that uses
Too bad we don't have time to get.
Well, we're going to quickly say what it uses as the secret ingredients, active ingredients, feline excrement.
Yes, okay. You heard it right.
Yes, to fight your wrinkles.
Cat poop.
So the 3-piece Kopi Luwak, which is the famous coffee that apparently, I can't even imagine why anybody would want to do this, but the company claims that these civet cats in a remote part of Asia eat cherry beans and they love the taste. They're unable to break down the seeds during digestion, and it produces a particular fermentation. Again, I'm quoting from the company. When the civet does his quote-unquote business, I got a press release. What is left is the newly fermented beans, which farmers then collect, wash, dry, sort, and finally roast them into the expensive and extraordinary coffee, which then they dumped into the skin cream, which is $1,600 a bottle.
So it's
a 3-step regimen. So,
it's the whole regimen that costs $4,994.
Yes. And as I said in my piece, even P.T. Barnum would be surprised because he's credited with saying, some say he didn't, there's a sucker born every minute.
Now, wait a minute. I think maybe if you contacted Hermetis, is that supposed to be a play on Hermes? It is.
Well, it's
a little bit.
There's a little, I didn't go there with this because I don't want to sully the Hermes name.
No, I'm sure they don't want cat poop associated with their.
No, but you could get all the skinny on this interesting cream if you go to my blog at sunsentinel.com. And The thing is, who knew the litter box held such elusive beauty benefits? I mean, you know, maybe you don't need to spend anything. I don't know. I guess
if we have cats, maybe all we can try and cultivate our own.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm not recommending that.
Okay. Just one more quickie, because we've gotten kids and children back mm-hmm. to school, so we do have something for seniors,
yes.
right?
Well, actually, this is a cool thing. I'm writing about it Sunday, so you need to check out my column. T-Mobile has a new deal for baby boomers. They're offering unlimited data for two lines for $60 a month. So I'm going to give you the full rundown on that in my Sunday column. And there's also a few other cell phone deals that I will have attached to that column as well for back to school. Because usually when we go back to school, parents need to get a new cell phone for kids, or they're entering school. They want, you know, to have a link to them. So definitely check out my column on Sunday in the Sunday Sun Sentinel. And I'm going to give my spiel real quick.
Give your spiel.
Let's make sure we're friends on Facebook, guys. Go ahead and like my Facebook page. It's at facebook.com/Doreen's Deals. And also follow me on Twitter. That's a really easy way to keep up with all my deals, because there's a million of them. And you can find me on Twitter at Pretty Good Ideas. And you can also watch my videos at sunsentinel.com/Doreen's Deals.
And your blog is sunsentinel.com/shop.
Yep, that's my Shop-O-Matic blog.
You're everywhere.
I am. I'm omnipresent.
Okay.
Like Amazon.
Doreen Christensen, award-winning columnist with the Sun Sentinel. And we will see you next month. Thank you so much for all your tips.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And for all those who have cats out there, just remember, there might be a beauty regimen right in your own home.
Yes, exactly. Thanks,
Thank you,
Bonnie.
Doreen. See you next month.
Bye, everyone.